You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle's dedicated design show. I'm Henry Rhys Sheridan. In each episode, we profile a person or company, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Running from buildings to branding and fashion to typography and manufacturing, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's Jamie Waters explained how Australian bootmaker R.M. Williams has evolved from humble beginnings to influence the world of high fashion while still keeping its feet on the ground.
Few fashion items are truly democratic. Sported by the cool kids and older professionals, as well as by people with zero interest in fashion. But the riding boots by South Australian leather specialist R.M. Williams are one of these rare sartorial species. Whether in polished black or brown leather, or in suede shades of tan or navy, today the ankle-high boots with two pull tabs can be found on the feet of hipsters in Brooklyn and artists in Melbourne, but equally on those of farmers in the Australian outback and school kids on pony camp. They've even made the odd runway appearance. Australian women's wear designer Dion Lee has sent models down the New York Fashion Week catwalk in glistening silver versions. This foray into the international fashion world has only taken place in the past couple of years, a mere blip in the grand scheme of R.M. Williams' history. Its story began in the South Australian bush in 1932, when a stockman named Reginald Murray Williams stitched a new pair of boots for a weary passing horseman called Dollar Mick. These took cues from traditional English riding boots in that they reached just above the ankles and had elasticised U-shaped cutouts on either side for ease of pulling on. Uniquely, however, they were cut from a single piece of leather, which gave them a certain sleekness and, crucially, reduced rubbing and the risk of blisters, a necessity given that horsemen wore boots without socks in those days. Over time, the boots made their way from farm paddocks to city streets, and they acquired political heft, becoming a mainstay on the floor of Parliament House in Canberra. Countless recent Australian Prime Ministers, from John Howard to Kevin Rudd, have paired traditional black RMs with smart business suits. They have also used the boots as soft power tools, gifting pairs to many a visiting head of state, from Japan's Shinzo Abe to, most famously, Bill Clinton, who was so taken with his pair that he sported them at his second presidential inauguration in 1997.
My fellow citizens, at this last presidential inauguration of the 20th century, let us lift our eyes toward the challenges that await us in the next century.
The latest fashion statements in Clinton's wardrobe, announced a New York Times article at the time, include a pair of over-the-ankle, square-toe, black R.M. Williams outback boots. The latest chapter of the R.M. Williams story kicked off in 2014, when the company was bought by the LVMH group, the French luxury behemoth. Although some mourned the acquisition of a family-run Aussie label by a global giant, LVMH has the financial clout needed to catapult the brand's humble, time-honoured boot onto the world stage. The trick now will be retaining its rural Australian fan base while attracting the discerning gaze of fashionistas in New York, London and Paris. The second part of this equation is already well underway, and it's unlikely to prove too difficult given that fashion consumers are increasingly drawn to functional items with an authentic heritage story. As R.M. Williams has expanded, it has outsourced some of its clothing production to places such as China, but, crucially, not its boots. To this day, they are still stitched by hand in the brand's Adelaide factory, using first-class leather from Australia, Italy, and France. This decision to keep production at home could prove to be the brand's biggest selling point as its shoes step into boutiques around the world. A bush boot that's handmade in the same region where it was first stitched 80 plus years ago? Can't get much more authentic than that.
Our very special thanks to Jamie Waters there for that report on Australian bootmaker R.M. Williams. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast anytime you want. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.